जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from the 10th canto, chapter 49, text 22.
Adharmopachittam vittam haranti anye alpamedhasah sambhojaniya padeshair Jalani va jalokshaha Adharmopichitam vittam Haranti anyalpamedhasaha Sambhojani apadeshe Jalani va jalokshaha Adharmopichitam vittam Haranti anyalpamedhasaha Sambhojani apadeshe Jalani va jalokshaha
Mataji's. Word to word translation. Adharma. By irreligious means, upachittam, gathered, vittam, wealth, haranti, steal, anye, other persons, alpamedhasah, of one who is unintelligent, sambhojaniya, as requiring support, apadeshai, by false designation, jalani, water, iva, as, jalaokashaha, of a resident of the water. Translation and purport. By the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the guise of dear dependents, strangers steal the sinfully acquired wealth of a foolish man, just as the offspring of a fish drink up the water that sustains the fish. Purport. Ordinary people feel they cannot live without their wealth, although their possession of it is circumstantial and temporary. Just as wealth gives life to an ordinary man, water gives life to a fish. One's dear dependents, however, steal one's wealth, just as a fish's offspring drink up the water sustaining the fish. In the words of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this world is a weird abode.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yota Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees present here. In the guise of dear dependents, strangers steal the sinfully acquired wealth of a foolish man, just as the offsprings of a fish drink up the water that sustains the fish. We are reading from this chapter Akrura's mission in Hastinapur. And we know that Akrura is giving instructions to Dhritarashtra. And this is one of his instructions where he is speaking. He is also giving an analogy of a fish that has many baby fishes. And although these fishes, baby fishes, belong to that fish as family, but they take up all the oxygen in the water and the fish dies. And the comparison is given, similarly, there are dependents who are like strangers. Means the family members are compared to strangers. And they steal away wealth which is sinfully acquired by us. wealth of a foolish man who has sinfully acquired. So, three things. One is wealth which is acquired sinfully, family members being strangers, and the analogy of this fish. Dhritarashtra has a very big family. He has 100 children, and he fits this shloka because he has sinfully acquired wealth. He has taken away the wealth which belongs to the Pandavas. What is wealth which is irreligious? That means which is unlawful. And he's taken it from them, and his family members wants to take it from him. That's everybody's waiting in the family. So that is adharma. And why is Dhritarashtra not able to give up this type of activity? Why is he acquiring wealth? There are always some people who want to live a very straight life, and there are some people who just cannot live straight. They want to do can acquire wealth straight, but they just want to do it the other way. And Lord Krishna explains in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are the demoniac and the divine. In 15th chapter he explains the tree, the reflection of this spiritual world. The material world is a reflection. And in the 16th chapter he explains the fruits of the tree. And he says that there are good fruits. He gives a big list. Austerity, honesty, simplicity. And then he goes on to explain the bad fruits. So the bad fruits, these people are the demoniac mentality who want to acquire and live by adharma. So I was just thinking that Dhritarashtra, he has so many desires. You know, he has a desire to become the king. He has a desire to take away all the wealth that belongs to, officially belongs to the Pandavas. And then there is no end to his desire. He wants to even kill his nephews to such an extent. I mean, this goes on increasing. Last time Radha Gopinath Prabhu was explaining how the Pandavas are dead seemingly in Lakshagraha, and is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that how Dhritarashtra and the whole family does tarpan, they do offering, and they all know, they all planned, they schemed to kill him, but they all are crying, oh, the Pandava, they were so nice, my children. And Krishna also goes over there because he's also a family member. He goes to participate in the ceremony of, you know, lamentation over there. And Krishna is also crying, oh, they were so nice. Krishna knows everything. Krishna is acting, Dhritarashtra is also acting. But there is a difference. Both are acting, but there is a difference in that. So Krishna is dharma personified, and Dhritarashtra is living by adharma. Why? He's blind. He has not even seen what gold looks like. Today somebody, just while before coming to the class, some devotees were telling that how countries are becoming mad behind gold rush. So much so that now they are trying to search with their instruments where are different ships which have drowned in water that may have gold. You know, sometimes we see some rag pickers going and picking up here and there. So they are trying to find out where is gold, where is gold. So Dhritarashtra has not seen anything good or bad, whatever, with his eyes. He has not seen opulence. He has not seen beautiful carpet. He has not seen any design But he has strong desire to get all these things. He has a strong desire to get the post. He has a strong desire to have many children. And I was thinking, what to speak of person who has actually seen it? How much more desire he may have? And Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, that Asha Pash Shater Baddha. Pasha is binding. But binding of what? Of Asha. Of desires. Shater Baddha. Shater means hundreds of desires. So Dhritarashtra is blind and he has hundreds of desires and he is bound with that. And persons who have eyes, you can multiply it n number of time. How many more desires which are our bondage? I liked the class which Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu gave. Very, very, very hot. And after the class I spoke to him and he said, Prabhu, I'm telling you, I was not pointing out fingers to anybody. When I was talking about Dhritarashtra, I was talking about myself. So this verse is like, you know, a verse which is family, children. So, you know, as a brahmachari, I may speak like, you know, family, so many children, we are attached. But taking Vallabh, carrying forward from what Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu spoke, this applies to brahmacharis also. Very much, because desires, everybody is born. Whether grihastha or brahmachari, it doesn't make a difference. And I'll try to speak a little from both the angles. So, asha pasha shater baddha kama krodha parayana. Bound by kama, lust, anger, ihante kama artha. Right now, here, all this artha. And what is this person thinking? He's thinking that illegally anyayanarthaha sanchayan. I will acquire wealth with irreligiously anyayanartha. So irreligious type of accumulation of wealth is Srila Burijan Prabhu writes in one place to the shloka that pasha means the rope which is binding. And the person who tries to acquire wealth by such means, that same desire, the pasha, becomes a noose in future to which he hangs. And we see here in our day-to-day life, in every day, that people who struggle so hard to collect this wealth, what type of mentality they develop? They develop a strong attachment to what they have. And they really look down upon others. And they may even want to kill them just to maintain their own wealth. Lord Krishna says that in the next verse that he says, asau hantaha means I will kill all those shatrur. Those who are my enemies. Who are the enemies? Those who are in competition with me. Whatever it may be. For wealth, some people it may be wealth. Some people it may be position. Some people it may be prestige. I will kill them. I just met a friend yesterday. Invited him for Radhashtami. And he was telling me that. So I am meeting him after many, many years. He started talking. And then he just started speaking about all the money problem. He's very rich actually. They have one of the biggest sales here in Mumbai in a particular field because they're very well known. I will not name. So he was talking about all the money problems and in the house. So I was wondering that you have so much money. Still so much of. And then he said, but then if things are not clarified now of what I am going to get, and if they tell me later when I become old and I cannot make more money at that time, then I am going to just buy a 1 lakh rupee gun and then shoot everyone in the family. I was like, you know, I was a little shocked. He was serious. He was saying, I'm going to shoot everyone. And that's happened, actually. The prince of Japan, he just shot everyone in his family because he didn't get what he wanted. Some people, so, anyate, and I will also kill all the others who are going to come in competition. Anyashe chaparanapi ishwaraham aham bhogi siddhoham balwan sukhi. Then I will become happy. Then I will be surrounded by aristocratic family members. I have a lawyer in my family. I have a doctor in my family. I have so much bank balance. So I have no fear. I can do what I want. I am in control. So irreligiously acquired wealth, this person becomes very proud like that. But little does he know that all this wealth which is coming to him is because of his past karma. He doesn't realize that. And also, another shocking thing is, when we talk to such people, they also say, like this person was telling me, I know I'm going to die. He put up his hand and he said, Pata nahi aur kitna jeevan likha hai. And I was thinking, it is not that he is not aware that he is going to die. But at the same time, it is so difficult to give up that attachment. For brahmacharis who are studying so much of shastra, hearing so much of philosophy, they are also aware that actually we did not bring anything, nothing belongs to us. But many times it happens that we do a particular service, some post is given, something is, and immediately we become attached to it. We become so attached, then when it is taken away from us, we become mental. Our conceptions are very difficult to give up. Okay, no, it should happen this way. I was talking to a devotee and he said, nahin, mere saath anyay hua. I heard one class of Radhanath Maharaj and somebody made a complaint like that in the class. They were asking from GBC point of view. And throughout the class, Maharaj was okay. But when this question came, he became little, when I was hearing, he was a little fiery. He said, you know what it means to become come in a position of leadership? It's very troublesome. Everybody is thinking, ke mere saath anyay hua, means, you know, justice. But when you are put in that post, then you come to know. Because when you do something, people say, they made a wrong decision. And if you don't do, they say, kuch karte hi nahi. So either way you are caught up. So what should we do? Do you want us to put you there? They take it. Then you will understand how difficult it is. It is not easy. And then one brahmachari asked, then what do I know? What I am supposed to do, what I am not supposed to do? And Maharaj said, very simple. Go to your temple president, ask him. He will tell you, just do that. He made it very clear, who's your authority? And then somebody said, but what about the counselor? And Maharaj said, counselor is supposed to counsel you how to deal with the service which is given by the temple president. Counselor is not supposed to tell you what you are going to do, what you are. He is supposed to counsel you how to deal and manage your service. He may have some communication with the temple president in accommodating your service. So, when a brahmachari may become very attached to his I'm gone through this, so I'm sharing. I've become, so many times I've become attached to a particular idea in my life. And I'm so much grateful to my senior authorities who have been very, very tolerant and very nicely guiding, and such mature guidance at the right moment, the right time, which has helped me see things more clearly. Because when a person becomes attached, he cannot see. Dhritarashtra, everybody is giving him the advice, do this, this is right, he cannot see. Vidura is his best friend. Other family members are compared to fishes who are taking all his oxygen. But Vidura is his real friend. Lord Krishna is our best friend. His representatives are our best friends. And whatever decisions they make, just like the Pandavas, when they surrendered to Lord Krishna's plan, they were successful in life. We will also be successful. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Bhutanam Priyo Hari. It's in the sixth canto. Like Lord Krishna is somebody who has nobody very dear to him. At the same time, nobody is his enemy. And nobody is alien to him. At the same time, he knows everybody. So, he is equiposed. He is not against Dhritarashtra. He is equiposed. Whenever devotee, when an authority, when somebody makes decision for us, the first thing that one may do is become against that particular person. But we have to understand that that particular person is a representative of Krishna. So Krishna is nobody's enemy. Similarly, an authority is nobody's enemy. He has to do something according to time, place, circumstances. So, this attachment is like salt. This type of wealth is like salt. If there is too much salt in the food, it becomes distasteful. If there is less salt, it is tasteless. So the Shastra says we should have enough to be happy in life. So that was the point about acquiring wealth in this particular way. And because his wealth is sinfully acquired, so many other problems like wars, like black marketing, like all these things are taking place. It is said the person who has such wealth, first thing he becomes is enamored by all the possessions that he has. His house, his car, his family. He becomes very much enamored by what he already has, my bank balance. Then he is always planning to improve and grow. How I should increase. And he says that I have done it with my own strength. See? And then he also starts thinking in the end that I am God. I had a friend. He wanted to start a company. He was from this pantha. Always making money. I have done it. I am very talented. So I said, what do you want to name your company? He said, you know what? I want to call my company God Unlimited. I said, wow. I was very happy that he's like a sadhu. Very nice. God Unlimited. It's a fact. God is unlimited. So I said, then what's the problem? So he said, yeah, people who are not sanctioning it. Because ultimately when you make a private company, it becomes God Unlimited, Private Limited. So this fool, he was telling me that, so I said, which God? He said, I am that God. because he used to do a lot of sense gratification. So he was thinking, you know, unlimited sense gratification. But in this material world, everything is limited, private limited. You cannot become unlimited. Not possible. And such a person will always see others, you know, other people are my caliber. He is rich as me. Okay, then I can associate. Then there is something. There is one devotee I know. Very nice boy. I know him since his student life. So decent, so nice. His father has lot of wealth because his father was working for the government taxation company. So he has lot of wealth, and this boy would tell me that, you know, earning yahan pe itna rara, he's earning lot of money, this, that. And this boy somehow is so handsome, he has so much money, he's not getting married. He's very qualified. He's intelligent, he has his own business. What's the problem? Why are you not getting married? You know, you're planning. I said, what to do, Prabhuji? My father, he always, when he goes for, you know, so I said, did you see some girls? I said, yes. So I said, why didn't you get married? He said, because my father never sees the girl. And what does that mean? He just sees paisa kitna hai. So I said, theek hai, I mean, you know, father wants you to get married to a very rich. He said, but Prabhuji, there should be some match. Few girls who were brought to me, they were like much, much more taller than me. Huge. There was no match. How do you expect me to get married? Kuch to hona chahiye. You know. And he told me how his father sinfully acquired all his money. So somebody who is illegally acquiring money by adharma, that is what he's always seeing. He's not least bothered. His son is an instrument. At one place, Srila Prabhupada writes that they are selling their children. Basically, he's an instrument to make money. A rich girl, they will get a lot of dowry. Practically selling their children. So this boy said, I don't want to do this. I want to live a nice life. So, and like that, money, such type of money is very troublesome. It is like, a regular example is given, it will bring lot of anxiety. Lot of court cases are going on, lot of problems are going on, and there is reaction in future. One of the richest educationalists, he has lot of money, but he practically lives with at least 7 to 8 gates in his house. He cannot go out. He's always very fearful. He has a lot of money, but he has a lot of anxiety. And to keep that money expanded in all the places going on, I mean, in Hindu court law, you can marry just one woman. So he has at least 6 wives, just so that he can maintain all the money. Then the point made over here is that all this money we acquire, and then the family members are behind the money. They are called as strangers who take away all our possessions. Strangers, our family members are strangers. Many analogies are given. They are like, you go to a place where there is water distributed, or a hotel, and some other people also come to eat something, and you meet them, and then they go, you go. Or there is some flotsam floating in water, some grass, they come together and then they separate. Similarly, family members are like that. We actually don't know them, and they are strangers to us, but they come, we come, and now we are family. Many places it is said that some family members are our past life creditors. from whom we had taken money. So they have come now to take it back. It's a fact. Somebody told me a story. And nectar of devotion says that your sinful reactions come, and Prabhupada writes, disease, court cases, ugly looking features, you know, informality, all these things, different things. So, I like to tell this story. I don't know, it may be helpful to understand this point. There was once a farmer, very poor, and he was suffering that I don't have money. Always crying, I don't have. Wife is also suffering. And one night a businessman was passing by and he stopped at their house. And he was carrying a lot of money. So he said, can I stay because I have important things with me, I cannot travel, I have a lot of money. I'll give you some money, but tomorrow morning I'll leave. So they said, okay. Then at night they thought, my God, we need money, this guy has money. If we take that money, we will become rich overnight. What do we do? Should we do it or should we not? Let's do it. And they killed him. And behind their house they buried him. And nobody knows that there was no mobile in that time. Where this person is, he was passing by. And this farmer becomes very rich. He has like a huge bungalow. And he has one son. His baby boy is born to him. He becomes very rich. But this son, one problem is the son is very sick. Chronic. So he gets all the doctors, he gets everything, tries to take care of the son, feed him, and he's a lot of anxiety. Why I'm saying this story is because I have seen this in a very close relative's life. Lot of anxiety. Always trying to maintain this child. Practically becomes like, you know, becomes a beggar. Loses everything that he has. And this son is like about to die. And at that time this guy is like, you know, all torn up and he's crying. Kis janam ka paap kiya tha ki tu paida hua? You were born. Kaun hai tu? And before dying the son says, I am that businessman who had come to your house and you had taken my money, so I maine pura vasool kar liya. I just took, spend it on me, on all my, you know, medicine and everything. Sab paisa. Boomerang. People think that what we do will not happen, you know, nothing will happen if we take sinfully, we acquire money. Family members are actually strangers. Another point I want to make from this story is that actually the person who are there in our family, our nick and kin, they are there in this life, but we don't know where they will be next life. In Gita course, we show this slide. Mani Bhuli, one lady, while she was walking in the market, one small boy said, there goes my wife. And then in a past life, that boy was, I forget the name of that boy. You remember the name of that boy, true? Raghunath. That boy was Raghunath, Lord Ram's name, in his past life. And he told Mani Bhuli, my wife. And now he's Ahmad in this life. So we have to be careful what we are doing. We may just change religion, caste and families. Everything is changing. And somebody we are loving, those people we hate may become our children next life. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Dusanga kahiye kaitava atma vanchana, Krishna Krishna bhakti vinu anya kamana. He says, Kaitav is a word used for cheating. And this verse say, the Bhagavatam verse saying, is telling us that family members are cheating us of our money. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that all those desires which are other than the desire to achieve Krishna is actually kaitava, is cheating. So family life which is which is not based, centered around the desire to achieve Krishna, no matter what we do, we'll become cheating. For brahmacharis, Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning in a class that, and I'm struggling and I'm trying to improve this point myself also, but I would like to mention that if there is no Krishna, Krishna Katha in friendship, in relation, then all other problems will arise. And he said the solution to all problem is that regularly discuss Krishna Katha with your friends. So, it's a very, I feel that to avoid Kaitava from our life, if we can bring in Krishna, then whether it is family, whether it is brahmachari life, it will become very, very stable. One quote which Radhanath Maharaj made in his class, it's a common saying, unless you lose everything, it is difficult to find out who your friends are. We have wealth, we have money, we have family. And many times family members, oh, you know, we have to have relationships. Although there are so many fights going on. But, you know, like I met two brothers from the same family. Both were like, against each other. But when they meet, everything, oh, everything nice, fine, fine. And I have to be the middleman sometimes. Just to keep them going in their Krishna consciousness. But internally, nobody likes each other. The main underlying principle is money. Money. Children exploiting parents from childhood. Ye che, wo che, this I want, that I want. Wife or husband from wife. Or other family members. How will they support me? An old man goes to a shop and he says, I want a spectacle. He has a family but he is very sad. So the man says, theek hai. Shopkeeper says, choose one. But it's taking some time because he has money, he has everything, but he's not happy with his family members. So then he gets a very weird type of spectacle and he puts it. And as he looks at the shopkeeper, he starts hearing what the shopkeeper is thinking. Shopkeeper is not speaking. And shopkeeper thinking, jaldi lo na buddha aadmi, taking so much time. Then he moved the spectacle. Hey, this spectacle seems to be unique. If I put it, I can understand what people are thinking. I want this spectacle. He goes home. Sits on the table. Dining table. Elder son comes. Then he says, let me see what he's thinking. Going to sit for lunch. And the son is thinking, God knows whether my name is there in the will or not. And how much money is put, I don't know, Baba. So, my son is thinking, how much money? Then daughter-in-law comes. She's smiling, she's laughing, giving him chapati. Respects. Why you always want hot chapatis? He said, hey, she doesn't like me. She doesn't like to serve me. So everybody in the house is thinking that ye buddha ho gaya, he's become old. And, first thing is, before you die, you should make your will. And when you make the will, my will is that you put my name in the will. So, he said, nobody actually seriously loves me. Unless you lose everything, it is difficult to find out who your friends are. Kuch nahi hai, people love you. Oh, then I know these are my real friends. I am a good singer. People respect me. I am a good speaker. People respect me. Wow. You have done big things in life. Huh? You have gone abroad. You have done this. I really respect you. I offer you all your obeisances. Do we respect, do we love people for them to be what they are? And then there a dog comes, his family dog, and he puts the spectacle. And the dog starts wagging his tail. My master has come, my master has come. The man becomes, this is the only person who loves me. And of course, he's dead and gone. And then the will comes. So many crores of property in the name of the dog. Actually, if you take the newspaper and you come to know, there are many dogs all over the world who have crores of rupees, billions of rupees in their name. The dog does not even know, I mean. It is a fact. So, I think I'll have to end over here with, conclude by saying that, that we all have attachments, we all have all these anarthas, and greatest fortune is that we have come, we are connected to the wealthiest person, Lord Krishna. He is very tolerant, very kind, and he shows his kindness through his devotees. And an intelligent person will accept that. He will not be ingrate. All he has to do is be grateful to what Krishna has given. I saw in the life of Stoka Krishna Prabhu, when he was leaving his body, again and again in his lectures, if you hear, he just expressing his great gratitude again and again. Amazing. I mean, he was going to die and he was just saying, I'm so grateful for, I have no desire where I'm going to take birth, what is going to, I'm so grateful what Krishna gave me. And I personally feel that with our own endeavor to get purified and achieve Krishna, very difficult. But if somebody just becomes very grateful and trying to serve in whatever way, then Krishna will be kind and pick him up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Granth Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.